This is how we brew it.
On 95BFM Breakfast, thanks to 830 Coffee Roasters.
That's right. This is how we brew it. We've got Charlie in the studio. Good morning, Charlie.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Yeah, good, 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 good. Right. What's on the cards today? What should we talk about?
Oh, I was going to talk a little bit about kind of the coffee and cafe industry at the moment.
Yes.
And kind of how it's all going. It's obviously, I work very closely with all our cafes and we all know it's been tough out there for everyone, but they're kind of really going through it at the minute. I think prices just keep going up and no one really can afford to pass it on or wants it to pass it on to their customers. Customers don't really want to pay more. So I guess what I was going to say is just get out there, keep supporting your local cafe, you know. You're kind of, your money's so important and kind of goes a long way. And those regulars are just what are getting people through it at the moment. Every cafe I go into, the owner's in there doing kind of more hours than they've ever done, just holding the fort together, and they're really putting the effort in, and those regulars are the ones that are kind of getting them all through it and making them survive. So if you're a regular at someone's cafe, you're pretty important to them, so make sure you get in there and get your flat white and long black. And yeah, we're actually, because we've realized how important it is, we're starting a little kind of mini series where we're going to be working kind of with cafes, doing events that will kind of benefit the community and kind of get their regulars and locals kind of involved more, and really kind of work on that kind of offline kind of activation. Rather than, we do a lot of stuff on Facebook and social media is super important, but just kind of trying to work with cafes and their local communities, because that seems to be the key at the moment.
Yeah, it's buzzy what a massive part of kind of running a hospitality business is now, like, social media.
Yeah.
It's really random that you have to, like, have a social media presence, you know? But you were explaining the kind of complex economy of coffee and why it fluctuates in price. It's been fascinating to see that happen.
Well, it's I guess it's not really just coffee, it's kind of everything.
Everything.
Like I go into my cafes and all the food they sell is going up, like wages aren't coming down, you know, people kind of need more money if anything. So it's kind of, but they can't, people are very price sensitive and no one wants to put their money up either, so they're trying to cut out costs, and a lot of that's labor. So I'm sure when you go in your local cafe, have a look around, and they're probably understaffed and the owner's probably in there because they're just really trying to do whatever it takes to make sure they can keep the doors open through the winter, and then hopefully we have a boom in summer again and come out of it. But it's kind of like, I'm optimistic, I'm not pessimistic. I feel like we're moving the right way, but I guess with a lot of the talk that we've been doing with trying to help kind of cafes with their offline kind of community, I just wanted to kind of come on and talk about it today. But I think social media is super important.
Yeah, it is.
And can be really good, but I think a lot of the offline work and the day-to-day interactions that customers have with baristas and staff, and the reason why they keep going back, I think that's more important than ever.
Yeah. And of course, making bloody good coffee. So those 8:30 cafes, they're fine, right?
they're all good.
People keep coming back like little rats in an experiment.
Yeah, well, luckily it's addictive, so it really kind of helps.
Yeah, you've got a plus there, you know. Yep, definitely. So I'm glad that you're feeling optimistic as someone who's in the industry, so that you think we'll be okay.
Yeah, 100%. Yep. I think so, and I think like the really good ones will survive, you know, it's always the same. And the ones that are doing the right stuff, putting their effort in, putting the kind of mahi in, they're the ones that are going to get through it for sure.
And fostering that sense of community.
Yeah, but it's on us to get out there and support them, you know. They can't do it without our money, and our money goes a long way. We just need to make sure we're spending it in the kind of right areas and supporting local people, independents, and it matters more than ever, I think.
So do you hear that, listeners? Become a regular. Yeah. And then you can also, you get the perks of being able to walk in and be like, oh, the usual.
Yeah. Yeah, well, they'll know. Yeah.
Which is, one would argue, the best feeling in the world. Cool. Well, tell us a little bit about the beans that you brought in this week.
Yeah, we brought in the organic blend. It's tasting really good at the moment. It's kind of our more complex blend. It's coffees from Ethiopia, Peru and Colombia. So there's kind of, there is acidity in there, but also super chocolatey. It's kind of got a bright start and then really kind of chocolatey, mellow finish on the espresso. Great black, all with milk. And yeah, tasting really good.
Delicious. Yeah, it is tasting really, really good. We've got some beans from Ethiopia in it. So I thought we would do a bit of a deep dive this week on Malatu. Oh my gosh, this isn't working. Malatu Astatke, who is one of the biggest kind of Ethio jazz artists, super well known, but there's a couple of fringe tracks I thought we could sit together and enjoy. Yes. Cool. And you, lucky listener, this is your time to text in 8:30, your name and your B card number, and you could be taking home this beautiful bag of beans. We'll reveal the winner at the end of the week. Support your local cafe. Head along to 830.com. Use the code 95BFM at the checkout and make your own cafe at home. And then just be so caffeinated at all times. Do you think that's the tip, Charlie?
Yeah, I think everyone should drink more caffeine. Yeah,
I think I've got the right ideas about life here. This track from Malatu Astatke is Monier. Thank you very much, Charlie.
Thank you.
It's always a pleasure to see you. That was This Is How We Brew It.